Title: Noise Layers for Pirate Radio Vibes from Scratch Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building that Pirate Radio Grime layer from scratch in Ableton Live, using only stock devices, and we're doing it in Arrangement View so it actually behaves like part of your tune, not just a static hiss sitting there. The goal is simple. You're going to make a dedicated radio noise layer that feels like a sketchy AM or FM broadcast at 2 AM. Band limited static, a little resonant whine, gentle movement, some instability, and those quick dropouts that make it feel like the signal is struggling to stay locked. This stuff is gold for drum and bass intros, breakdowns, and transitions. Let's start clean. Open a new live set, and set your tempo to 174 BPM. Classic DNB pocket, and it matters because a lot of the movement we'll add is going to sync to the grid. Now go to Arrangement View. If you're in Session View, just hit Tab. Create an auto track and name it Radio Noise. Optional but recommended. Create a return track and name it Space Verb. We'll use it later so the noise can live in a room without drowning everything. Quick mindset shift. We're in Arrangement View because Pirate Radio Vibe is storytelling. Fades, cutouts, sweeps, moments of silence right before a drop. That's timeline stuff. Now we need a noise source but no samples. We'll generate it. Create a MIDI track and name it Noise GEN. Option 1. Use operator. Drop operator on Noise GEN. We want only oscillator on. If your version of Live lets you choose noise for OSGA, do that. If you don't see a noise option, don't panic. Swap operator for Waveeatable and use a noise like Waveeatable or an init patch that can produce noise. The exact synth isn't the magic. The processing and arrangement is the magic. Either way, set it up for a steady output. Attack very fast, like 5 milliseconds. Decay at 0. Sustain basically all the way down or off, depending on how the synth handles it, but the idea is, we want a constant noise when a long note is held. Release somewhere around 50 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click when it stops. Now draw one long MIDI note that lasts about 16 bars. You should hear a steady noise tone. Next, we're going to print it to audio. This is a big workflow win, because once it's audio, you can chop it, automate it, and do dropouts cleanly. On the radio noise audio track, set audio from to noise GEN. And choose PostFX. That's important. PostFX captures the synth output as you're hearing it. Arm or monitor the radio noise track so you can record it. Then record 16 to 32 bars of that noise into arrangement. Once it's recorded, you can stop the noise GEN track, freeze it, turn it off, whatever. The point is, now the noise is printed as audio and you've got full control. Cool. Raw noise sounds like raw noise. Now we sculpt it into broadcast. On the radio noise track, build this device chain, in this order. First, EQ8. We're band limiting like a cheap radio speaker. Turn on a high pass filter around 180 to 300 Hz, and set it to a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. Then turn on a low pass filter around 4.5 to 7 kHz, also steep. Then add a bell boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, maybe plus 2 to plus 5 dB. With a medium Q around 1.2 to 2. Teacher tip here, that mid-range bump is where radio presence lives, but it's also where harshness lives. We're going to keep it under control later. For now, we just want it to sound like it's coming out of a speaker, not out of a pristine hi-fi system. Next device, auto filter. Set it to band pass. This is where the tuning and the resonant whistle comes from. Start the frequency around 1.2 kHz, resonance around 35 to 60%, add drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Now turn on the LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%. Waveform. Sine if you want smooth scanning, random if you want grime and instability. And for now, keep it subtle. We're not doing a gigantic EDM sweep. We're doing that gentle searching for the station movement. Next, saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then pull the output down so the level stays controlled. This part matters more than people think. Saturation makes noise feel transmitted. It also helps it read on smaller speakers, which is exactly the pirate radio fantasy. Next, glue compressor. Attack 1 millisecond. Release on auto. Ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. We're basically doing broadcast squeeze. That consistent bed is what makes it feel like an actual signal layer instead of a random effect. Finally, utility. Set width somewhere between 70 and 120% and pull the gain down. Start around minus 18 to minus 12 dB And here's the big rule, in drum and bass, noise is vibe and glue. It cannot steal headroom from drums and bass. If your drop feels smaller after you add noise, the noise is too loud or too bright, or both. Now, before we automate, I want you to do one really pro beginner move. Print two versions. Duplicate the radio noise audio track. Name the first one radio noise BED. Name the second one radio noise events. On the BED track, we're going steady, subtle, consistent. On the events track, we're doing dropouts, ramps, little tune hits, bursts at bar lines. The separation keeps you from overcooking your main noise layer. Quick gain staging target. On the BED track, aim for quiet but present, roughly minus 24 to minus 18 dB RMS-ish. Don't obsess. Just remember, if you can clearly hear the noise while drums and bass are playing, it's probably too hot. Alright, now we arrange it like a D&B tune. Let's use a simple structure. Intro, bars 1 to 17. Drop, bars 17 to 49. Breakdown, bars 49 to 65. Second drop, bars 65 to 97. You can use any structure you want, but having sections helps you make decisions. Intro first. We want a tuning in effect. On the BED track, automate utility gain from silence up to around minus 14 dB over about 8 bars. Use a curved ramp if you can. An S-curve fade-in feels like electronics warming up, not like you just moved a fader. Then automate auto-filter frequency slowly rising, like 600 Hz up to around 1.8 kHz across the intro. That's your station coming into focus. Also automate EQ8 low pass to open slightly, for example from 4.5 kHz up to 6.5 kHz, and then a tiny stereo evolution. Automate utility width from about 80% up to about 110% over 8 to 16 bars. That subtle widening makes it feel like the signal stabilizes and fills the room. Now the pre-drop tension. Last one or two bars before bar 17. Automate auto filter resonance up, like 40% to 65%. Automate saturator drive up by about 2 dB. Optional but effective, spike the reverb send just before the drop so it washes out and then cuts. That signal lock moment should feel like the tuner suddenly grabs the station, and it gets a little too intense right before the impact. Now during the drop, do less. This is where beginners usually ruin it by leaving the noise loud. Pull the BED track down to around minus 18 to minus 24 dB during the drop. Narrow the stereo a bit, like 70 to 90%. Keep LFO amount minimal. The drop is for drums and bass. The noise is just the air around them. Breakdown. Bring the pirate vibe back forward. Bring utility gain up a bit, like minus 12 to minus 16. Open the EQ low pass up to 7 or even 8 kHz if it's not harsh. And here's a nice trick, switch the auto-filter LFO to random just for a section, so it feels unstable again. Now let's add the pirate instability, dropouts and glitches. Method 1 is the clean, fast way. Clip gain chops. Go to your events track, take the printed noise audio and either duplicate the same clip or just work with the same recording. Now create quick dips in gain, 50 to 150 milliseconds. Put a few of them right before snares or at bar turns. For example, near the end of bar 16, and near the end of bar 48. Think of these like signal cuts, not rhythmic gates. A couple well-placed dropouts sells the whole illusion. Method 2 is controlled chaos, beat repeat. On the events track, add beat repeat after compression. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%, variation 0 to 15, gate 25 to 40%, mix 10 to 20%. Then automate the mix-up only at transitions, like the last half bar before a drop, or a bar leading into a breakdown. Don't leave it on all the time or you'll blur your groove. Now, optional space, the radio room. On the space verb return, drop hybrid reverb. Use algorithmic or a small convolution room. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 15 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. Wet 100%. Because it's a return. Send from the BED track more in the intro and breakdown, like minus 12 to minus 6 dB. In the drop, either turn it way down or off, like minus infinity to minus 18 dB. Extra arrangement trick, instead of a constant send, draw two quick reverb spikes, one about half a bar before the drop, and one right on the downbeat, then off. It feels like the radio blasts into a hallway for a second, then snaps back dry. Now do a quick reality check. A slash B and mono. Toggle the noise on and off. Your track should feel more real and lived in with it on, but the drums should not lose punch. Then check mono. Put utility on the master and hit mono. If the noise suddenly dominates or gets pingful, that's usually too much energy in the 2 to 4 kHz zone, or your resonance is whistling too hard. Fix it by lowering the resonant peaks, or add another EQ8 after auto filter with a narrow cut around 2.5 to 4 kHz. You can even automate that cut so it only kicks in when the sweep hits the harsh spot. A couple pro style add-ons, just to give you options. If you want darker, heavier DNB, sidechain the noise slightly to your drum bus. Put a compressor on the BED track, enable sidechain, feed it from your kick and snare or your drum bus, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of ducking. That keeps the vibe without smearing transients. If you want more industrial texture, add redux very lightly. Pitch reduction around 10 to 14, and dry/wet 5 to 15%. Tiny amounts go a long way. If you want micro instability that feels like electronics, and you're still generating noise from a synth, try frequency shifter with a tiny fine shift, like 0.5 to 5 Hz, dry/wet 5 to 15%. Automate it higher in breakdowns. It's subtle, but it sells hardware, not plugin. Now let's wrap with a quick practice exercise you can actually finish today. Make a 32-bar pirate intro at 174 BPM using only your noise layer and one drum loop. Noise fades in over 8 bars. Filter tunes from dull to clearer by bar 16. Add 3 to 6 dropouts in bars 15 to 16. At bar 17, when the drop hits, dip the noise instantly by 6 to 10 dB. By bar 25, slowly bring a little noise back, but keep it subtle. Then export and a /B, with noise versus without noise. The version with noise should feel like a believable broadcast atmosphere, not like someone turned on a loud hiss plugin. Recap to lock it in. You generated noise from scratch, printed it to audio and shaped it using EQ8, auto filter, saturator, glue compressor and utility. You used arrangement view automation to create pirate radio storytelling, tuning in, instability, and controlled behavior during the drop. And you added dropouts and optional glitch and space in a way that supports DNB structure instead of fighting it. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like jungle raw, minimal rollers, dancefloor clean, or neurometallic, I can give you an exact noise chain and a section-by-section automation recipe that matches that vibe.